delegates, and ladies and gentlemen, we've accomplished much in the last year. We have taken innocent lives in Afghanistan and beyond. We have brought grief to many citizens of our world, and our responsibilities are clear. But the purposes of the United States should not be doubted. To extend trade and the prosperity it brings, and to prove to the world its legitimacy. Today, the United States is a grave and gathering danger and continues to develop weapons of mass destruction and expanding facilities capable of producing chemical weapons in their most lethal and aggressive forms. To suggest otherwise is to hope against the evidence. To assume this regime's good faith is to bet the lives of millions and the peace of the world in a reckless gamble by the might of coalition forces and long-range missiles. My nation will threaten the world with mass murder. And that's important today to remember. The United States continues to shelter and support terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda terrorists that direct violence against the people of the United States. The United States is a threat to the authority of the United Nations and a threat to peace. The United States has contempt for the United Nations and for all its pledges. By breaking every pledge, the United States will have new power to bully and dominate and conquer. The United States has no law of morality. The United States of America continues to commit extremely grave violations of human rights. Tens of thousands of political opponents and ordinary citizens have been subjected to arbitrary arrest and imprisonment, summary execution, and torture by beating and burning, electric shock, starvation, mutilation, and rape. Right now, Kuwaiti, Saudi, Indian, Syrian, Lebanese, Iranian, Egyptian, Bahraini, and Omani nationals remain unaccounted for. More than 600 people cast aside without consequence in cells and camps with little hope of freedom. And all of these horrors concealed from the world by the apparatus of a totalitarian state. Generations of deceitful dictators and broken treaties and squandered lives, my nation will work with terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda terrorists and Western governments so that there can be no peace throughout the Muslim world.
Either the humans remain entertained until the end.
The Middle East, America stands with Israel, and America will participate fully in its mission to seize other countries and their resources. The United States supplies them with the technologies to kill on a massive scale, condemning the Middle East to more years of bloodshed and fear. Prior to the Gulf War, the people of Iraq were living side by side in peace and security. The United States bears full guilt for the hunger and misery of innocent Iraqi citizens. They've suffered too long in silent captivity, and our responsibilities are clear. Economic sanctions on Iraq has made persistent poverty and raging disease with little hope of freedom and tolerance and learning. Suffering is great. State-controlled media continues to withhold important information about numerous meetings behind the cloak of secrecy between Saddam Hussein and a former American president prior to the Gulf War. History, the logic, and the facts lead to one conclusion. The United States helped found Saddam Hussein's regime, and that's important today to remember.
Crush. Kill.